I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political turmoil, the rise of the Islamic State, and civil war made last year one of the worst for women in the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, launched a women's support ministry called Women for Middle East Hope. Debbie Brink explains.
If women in the West understood more of the issues concerning women in the Middle East and North Africa, they would want to get more involved with us in helping to provide specific television programming for the women in the region to help them to cope with issues that they deal with.
Next, in general, if you ask people to name a country known for the worst persecution of Christians, China comes up. But the times, they are a-changin'. Eric Berglund of China Partner says,
freedom is really a much better word for China. I know that sounds just the opposite on the spectrum that a lot of people think of China, but that really is true.
See, the gospel is spreading like wildfire, and now churches need trained leaders, so there's depth as well as growth. Here again, a shift in how things are done.
China Partner means we're partnering with the Chinese church, but that also means that we are partnering with other ministries and missions.
This year is about training, discipling, and resourcing. And do you constantly worry about how you're going to feed and protect your kids? Many parents in Peru do. Because of the high percentage of domestic abuse and malnourishment, Food for the Hungry is educating families in Peru about good hygiene and nutrition, as well as positive parenting without violence. FH reflects the love of Christ in short-term emergency relief and long-term work to end world hunger. Sound like something you'd like to work with? Well, our website will help get you connected. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.